Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi, I'm TV's Catherine Ryan. I'm a comedian, fitness model, terrible actress, and your friend. Welcome to my brand new podcast, Telling Everybody Everything, because that's what I do, and because those are the podcasts that I like to listen to. I would like to hear from you. You want to send me a letter? You can email that to tellingeverybodyeverything@gmail.com. You see, things start and they become cool. And I am always the outlier that's like, we'll see about that. I have been telling everyone podcasts, they're not going to turn into a thing. I've been saying this for the last 10 years. I said the exact same thing about veganism, and I said the exact same thing about YouTube. I mean, I would have been the person who sold all my Microsoft shares in the 80s. Okay, to that end, my whole comedy style is going to have to change now because I went and got a fucking husband. My last show, which is available to stream on Netflix, it's called Glitter Room. It's all about, it was sort of an ode to single mothers. I felt like I needed to tell that story to be like, it is fine to be by yourself. It is cool to be happy with your own company. You are not any less. And I felt like constantly judged. I felt shamed. As a single mother, I thought everyone was looking at me sad, like, oh no, it's, you must really want a man. And I didn't. I could honestly say I wanted a man in my life like I wanted a hole in the head. I was not interested. No one believed me. So I thought, okay, here I am. I've purchased my first property. I have a wonderful daughter. I have a lot of dogs. I have great friends. I have a great life. I'm going to tell this story, Glitter Room. And I gave misogynists, both men and women, by the way, I gave them the benefit of the doubt. I thought, well, I'll just tell them that, you know, because maybe they didn't understand. Women for a long time weren't allowed to own property without a man, open bank accounts. Women weren't allowed to read. Don't get me started on black women. I was like, I'll tell them, they'll be cool. And some people were like, we don't care. Shut up, you fucking bitch. And I was like, oh, sorry. Never mind. So they knew. They knew that. They don't care. Anyway, then I met Bobby Kay. I've told this story 1,000 times now. Why? Because it's a beautiful story. I think it gives a lot of people hope. I think it lets a lot of people let go of their own responsibility in the direction of their fate. Just people like the story, I guess. And ever since I told it on my good friend Jonathan Ross's show, people have been getting in touch, telling their own stories about rekindling with a first love. And that's what happened with me and Bobby. I mean, it started like any Monday night would begin. I was in Toronto filming an Ancestry, very, very great BAFTA-winning Ancestry show on the BBC One called Who Do You Think You Are? When they go and they trace your roots. My sister wanted to go out for a drink. I was like, ugh, I have to film the morning, Carrie. I'm a professional. I'm not interested in going for a drink with you. But I'd already done my makeup and my hair. You know how it is. And I wasn't going to see my sister again for a while. So I was like, all right, I will go. I went with her to this amazing bar. And my girlfriends from high school, I still keep in touch with like the core group of friends. They had been recently commenting on Bobby's developing physique. He'd been in the gym. He'd discovered Instagram. That's another thing I never thought was going to take off, by the way. I was on Snapchat and people were like, get all of your content on Instagram. Do the Instagram stories. I was like, never. How wrong I was yet again. So, my friends were talking about Bobby I had a look on his Instagram and I thought, well, he's looking good. But that didn't interest me because, do you know what? I've never really gone for men based on looks. I've had a series of boyfriends in the UK, none of whom were really notable, impactful in my life, apart from one. I've been public about dating him. I don't think he'll mind if I use his name. Alex, he's a comedian. He's still my very good friend. He was a great boyfriend. We were in a long distance relationship and we were just better off friends. And it just ended like that simple way that relationships end for the better. We both learned a lot. We're both very close. If you are a young woman looking for a man and you spend a lot of time in LA or New York, or just generally you move around a lot, because comedians move around a lot, hit up Alex. He is an absolute catch. Just not for me. This is the thing. You can be a problem in the wrong relationship. It doesn't really mean anyone is wrong. Just if it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. I know this now in hindsight. I didn't know it at the time. I would try to make a lot of relationships work. I would try so hard. And now I know. And this is why I tell young people, I say, if you have no mortgage, you have no kids, you have no problems, you have no illness, you have no actual challenges, and you're fighting already in the first year of your relationship, honey, break up. It's not worth it. Just keep it moving. And then girls come back at me and my team's like, how dare you say that? My boyfriend and I fight all the time. And just because we don't have a mortgage, it doesn't mean we don't have problems. Stop. Just take my advice. I'm 36 years old, but I'm on television. So that makes me more like 76 years old. Just take my advice. Oh, or stay in your relationship where you've been dating 2 weeks and you're already having a fight. Stay in that relationship. I'm sure it's going to turn out great. Kids. I'm just trying to help you. Okay. So I was out with my sister for this drink. I decide out of nowhere, I'm going to look at Bobby K's profile because I knew he lived in the Toronto area. I find out now he lived in the GTA. GTA. He lived in outside of Toronto, but some of those people like to call it Toronto. It's a fight that exists for generations. I knew he lived nearby. And I looked on his Facebook. What had he shared? A clip of me doing stand-up on the James Corden Late Show in America. And he wrote, my first crush, same as my celebrity crush. Well, I don't have to tell you the way to my heart, but I'm going to anyway. And it is refer to me as a celebrity and act like you fancy me. So I was already like a wine and a half in by now. And I was jet lagged. I shouldn't have been out with my sister, but you just can't say no to Carrie Ryan. She is a barrel of laughs. She's in a sexual dance troupe called Army of Sass. She's got TikTok now. She's shaking her ass on there. She's an absolute delight. What a hoot. She's like me if I was fun. She's like me if I was flexible. She's like me if I could handle my liquor. She's like me. Do you know what? Let's get her on the phone.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing?
Nothing. Just about to start a Zoom meeting.
Zoom meeting with who?
It's a webinar with Hydrafacial.
What does that mean?
So we can just talk about the treatment and products and stuff like that. It's just like online training.
Oh, nothing's new. I just knew you'd be home. Oh, listen, Bobby and I were talking about Alan cooking.
Yeah.
And I think he should do it.
Why?
Because it will just be good for his CV, if nothing else.
Because he legit has dirty hoes coming in and out of the house.
Who doesn't?
We don't.
Yeah.
The main floor in the basement do, but we don't.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised Mom and Abe didn't go over there like the police to shut that down.
Well, like, they're just literally, like, taking turns parking in the back for their dick appointments. It's absolutely insane.
Wow. I feel, like, a lot of compassion for people because, yeah, there are lots of teenagers out and there are lots of women going out for dick appointments. My neighbor's also doing that, but it's like, well, what? Like, we live with our husbands.
Yeah, I know.
If Alan didn't live with you, you'd be sneaking out to meet him.
No, he'd be living with me for this.
Right, yeah. Well, I know a lot of people, too, that it's like accelerated their relationship and they wouldn't be living together, but now they are living together because they didn't want to be.
I do. Wow. well, we're going to see a lot of babies in the next 8 to 10 months.
Yeah, because you can't get an abortion.
I know.
Ugh.
I know.
That's very dangerous.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of babies, but also IVF is shut down. Abortions are hard to get. Anything is hard to get except, like, well, even a ventilator. Everything's hard to get.
Yeah.
Okay, well, call me after your thing.
Okay,
love you. Tell Alan I said hi.
Okay, bye.
Bye. A brief but cheerful conversation with my sister Carrie. We were discussing her celebrity chef husband there. He was offered a thing to cook for some athlete. And I bleeped out the name because I'm very discreet. So, emboldened by the company of my sister Carrie, I don't know why the universe directed me to message Bobby Kay. Well, I didn't message him. I set a little trap into the universe. I knew it would work. This is what I've learned only in the last 18 months, sort of. I've learned, trust your instincts. Your intuition is so powerful. Whatever you think is true. If you have a strong feeling about it, you are right. And you need to learn to really follow that feeling. We've spent a long time ignoring those feelings and focusing on intellectualism. Well, we've only had an intellectual brain for a very short period of time, comparatively. We have had this strong reptilian, and I don't mean like lizards, I mean like your reptilian brain, intuition and spirit connection for so much longer. No, I've not gone mad in lockdown. I've always believed these things. I have crystals. Okay? Okay. I knew that it would work. I put out on my Instagram stories, thanks to the person who told me to move all my content to Instagram stories, because I put out, does anyone know a fun place in Toronto where my sister and I could go? Come on. Bullshit. My sister and I know all the cool places in Toronto. We knew exactly where. My sister is a bartender. Her husband is a chef. We were already in the best place you could be. But I put that out, a little damsel in distress. Where could I go? And this absolute fool, Bobby K, he fell for the honey trap. And he messaged me. He said, oh, you're in Toronto? I live in Toronto. I wrote back, really? I had no idea. I knew he lived in Toronto. And so he suggested some sports bar that we were definitely not going to. And I said, well, we're not going there. Sorry, I'm a famous celebrity. But if you would like to meet us, come to where we are. We're at this really cool Bichat Hotel, it's called. They had amazing cocktails, really nice wines, great sushi. No one was there. Oh, apart from an escort was at the bar. No, don't get me wrong. Sex work is work. It's fine with me if you want to be an escort. I don't know for a fact that's what she was. That's just how I remember it. So she either told me that's what she was doing, or, I mean, perhaps I'm jumping to conclusions, but I'm 99% sure that it was business. And she was hitting up clients, but she was in the wrong area because, I mean, nobody was really there. It was a Monday night. There were maybe a couple businessmen, but she would have had better luck on Instagram stories, as I did. So Bobby says, you know what? I just finished up at the gym. I will join you. Of course he will. So my sister invites her husband. He joins us. Then Bobby K walks in the room and holy cow. I'm so excited to report that I'm definitely not a pedophile. I always knew I wasn't, but this confirmed it because I loved Bobby K when we were 16. I loved him so much. I fancied him so much. But he is way more attractive as an adult man. And so it turns out, I don't fancy 16-year-old boys. Great. I enjoy men my own age. If only everyone in Hollywood could say the same. Oh, not just Hollywood. You know what I'm saying. I don't want to get sued. Podcast day one. Let's all be with people our own age.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay. Or our own... It's about power structures, really, not age. Let's all be with people in our own sphere of power, and so that we're on an even playing field and no one is vulnerable or ever being exploited. Yes? It seems like a simple thing to agree on. I will have hateful messages and I will have some innocent gold digger in my messages being like, my husband's 92 and I love him for him. No, you don't. Get a therapist. Anyway, Bobby shows up. The escort by now comes over because there are two extra men in the bar and they are fine. I realize she's on drugs. I never knew when someone was on drugs. For like most of my life, I didn't know what that looked like because I've never taken Class A drugs. I just thought, well, that person's especially annoying or they're really acting odd. I just thought people were strange. Now I know better. This girl's on drugs. So my sister and I are drunk, which, I mean, no judgment. We're not any better than she is. We're drunk. And I think I tried to save her life. I think I tried to help her and like, oh, I don't know, do this like horrible. I don't know what I tried to do. I definitely spoke to her for way too long when I should have been focused on the task at hand, which was banging Bobby K so I could report back to my high school girlfriends and we could all have a laugh. Not a laugh at his expense. I knew that Bobby K would report back to his high school friends as well and we could all have a laugh about it. It was a story that everyone could enjoy. And again, I was not interested in having a boyfriend, but I fancied Bobby K still. I really did love him. Like, this man. Okay, when we split up, I was 16 and I had an absolute mental breakdown. I ate nothing but Cool Ranch Doritos for a month. I was on watch, like my parents were thinking, oh my God, it was not a balanced reaction. I was way too sad for what was going on. Yes, your high school boyfriend breaks up with you. It's sad, but I was like crestfallen. And what's great about us being back together now is above all else, it reinforces that belief in intuition. I was right. I knew we were soulmates. That was a way disproportionate reaction that I had back then. I wouldn't have had that. I never had that with any other breakup. But I had it at that time. Pulled all my eyelashes and eyebrows out. Do you get me? Trichotillomania. It's an actual disorder. I got that. I lost. I was the skinniest I'd ever been in my life. Oh. You know how some people stress eat? If you ever see me and I look really, 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 really thin, call an ambulance because it means things are going badly. That's why I'm so juicy now. I was so upset and it proves I was mourning the loss of my soulmate. I was like, what are you doing? We're meant to be together. And meant to be together, we are. I love this man more than you would ever know. I love him like not the same as my daughter. I love my daughter the best always, but I love him with the same intensity that I love my daughter. Like, okay, chatz v'shalom, if both of them were capsized in the lake, I would save my daughter, even though, I mean, everyone would, but even though she's a very strong swimmer and Bobby can hardly swim. Why? Because he's pure muscle. And if you have muscle, you'll sink straight to the bottom. So, I mean, I float, I could have a nap on the surface of the water because I have fake boobs and a fat ass. So bear that in mind on your next CrossFit hit sesh or whatever the hell you guys are up to. It's not good for swimming. Okay? So I was right. But also Bobby was right because when we broke up then, he was right. He needed to go and play football and move to the greater Toronto area. Not exactly Toronto, but outside of it. And I needed to go and have my daughter. If we hadn't broken up, I wouldn't be a stand-up comedian in England. I wouldn't have my beautiful daughter and I wouldn't be, you know, the strong person that I am today. So I'm very grateful. Anyway, I don't even remember half the night and that is unlike me. Like I said, I'm very professional. I'm in it to win it. I show up ready to work and I had to film at like 6 a.m. But my love for Bobby was too strong. So I lured him back to my mom's house. sounds really bad. I just wanted to spend more time with him. I knew that if he left, as soon as he walked away, I just wouldn't see him ever again. I knew that. So I was like, oh, maybe we should have another drink. My sister left. She was like, are you coming? It's that thing women do. Like, what are you staying behind for? It's just you and the escort left now. What are you doing? Sex worker. I apologize. And I was like, no, I'm going to stay. And then I was like, why don't we go for a walk? Because I do love to walk. And I was wearing this huge parka, so I knew I would be warm. Bobby wore no coat, by the way. He's a no coat type of man, as many Canadians in northern UK people are. I mean, I just convinced him to buy a wool coat this past winter, and it was a tough sell. I was like, you need a jacket. You're 36. You've got a pension and no jacket. My dogs have more clothes than you. I don't know where that comes from. I think, like, when I see pretty girls in Newcastle, they're young, they've got little dresses on, they don't want to pay for the coat check. I understand that. But as an adult man, what are you doing? What are you just trying to prove your heart or, like, make your muscles adjust? Are you doing ice therapy when you go outside with that coat? I don't get it. Every adult man needs groomed facial hair and a nice wool coat. You know how easy my life would be if that's all I needed to be hot? I'm out here getting actual surgery. And by the way, I haven't had that much surgery. Loads of people are like, oh, I need, because Jimmy Carr jokes about it. And I'm like, ah, ha, ha, yeah. But I haven't had surgery on my face. I've had needles on my face. That is different. I've had fillers. I've had Botox. I haven't had lasers in a long time, but I would like to resume. A lot of people think I've had surgery on my nose. They're like, oh, who did your nose do? Why would I have this nose? I guess my nose naturally just looks like a botched nose. I don't give a fuck, but I will tell you this. Kim Kardashian, that whole family, we know they go to Dr. Simon Urian. If you watch the show, you know this. And Catherine, could you be worrying about more serious things? Could you be outside clapping the NHS? Yes, I could. And that's why I choose to talk about celebrity, because we all need a fucking break. I went to Dr. Jason Diamond in LA because I got a hot tip that Kim started going there. You will have noticed Kim Kardashian's face has changed ever so slightly in the last 2 years and for the better. Her lips used to have volume and now her top lip just seems closer to her nose than before. I've done a deep dive research on this and I tried to get it for myself. Dr. Jason Diamond, so talented. He said no. And this is what you want in a cosmetic surgeon, someone who looks at your face and goes, slow down. You can't have that. I use a retinoid. That is a vitamin A acid at night. I exfoliate, I look after my skin, I moisturize. Gosh, I'm getting hair, I'm doing eyebrows. I use Revita Lash to make my eyelashes grow. I'm doing my nails all the time, I'm getting pedicures. I've had breast implants. It's tough. If all I had to do, oh, I'm waxing. I've been wound up actually by these memes created by women, I can only assume, during the lockdown that say, oh, all these girls who have to go get eyelashes and get their hair dyed and their roots done and their nails done. Ha ha, like now you know the low maintenance woman is thriving. I never needed to do any of that. First of all, yeah, you did. Just because you chose not to doesn't mean that you wouldn't have been helped with a little eyebrow threading. Why glam shame in a crisis? Why be that way? We can all be our best selves. If you want to be natural and go run in a field, that's up to you. Don't glam shame. There are people out there who are just seeing their partner's natural hair color for the very first time. They don't need you chiming in with your holier-than-thou social media thing because you don't shave your pussy. And you never did. And you never will. If all I had to do was own a coat and trim my beard. Look. You got it really easy, fellas. Anyway, we went for a walk. Then he wanted to go to some like kebab place or pizza place to use the bathroom. And I was like, we can't set foot in there. That is dangerous. You never want to stumble into any like harsh Walmart lighting at that hour of the night. You just don't want to. So I said, don't use the washroom. I'm in Canada at this point. So I was back to saying washroom. Toilet is a bit on the nose. So I go, let's go back to my mom's. She's out of town. We can have a drink there. We can have a chat. You can use, you know, a respectable washroom. So we go back to my mom's. And of course, I won't bore you with the details of what happened that evening. But I will say that in the morning, I realized my mom's brother-in-law was there the entire time. He was spending the night while my mom and her partner were out of town. And I wish so much that I'd known that before we went to sleep that night. He's a really cool secret keeper, though, because, I mean, God knows what he heard. I don't remember, but he would have been traumatized by it. And he didn't say a word. He didn't say anything to my mom. So he is not a grass, not a snitch, totally gets to stay in my gang. Thank you to my stepdad's brother. I will say this. That was in January. We were married by September. When you know, you know. I never had to do any convincing about Bobby K. I just peacefully moved forward. Love that man. When you know, you know. So I hope that story of me rekindling my first love by accident, through trusting the universe, I suppose, and getting drunk with Carrie, I hope that story helps you in your own life. Fate can only take you so far, but if you really pay attention to your intuition, she's got plans for you. Bobby is calmly confident, gentle, kind, talented, smart. He's just got such a nice energy, you know? So send me some letters. A lot of you already have. But if this is reaching someone new, talk to me about your first love. How do you feel about them? Did you get back with them? Maybe you can't stand the relationship that you're in, and you sometimes think about your ex. Usually I would say an ex is an ex for a reason, leave it in the past, but there are special circumstances. Here's another thing that we did. It was a real humanitarian act. We did not have a wedding. We got married in Denmark in a civil partnership with two people present as witnesses. That is my best friend, Caitlin. She's known us both since we were small. And her wonderful husband, Simo. Oh, and also Violet. Of course Violet was there. I knew she'd be cross because she's not comfortable with any change. And she didn't really trust me at the time in terms of my man selections. Because, I mean, why would you want a man in the house? She's seen most of Glitter Room, the appropriate bits. She's thinking, hang on a sec. Men are nature's gun. You're statistically most likely to be killed by the one in your house. Yes. But Bobby was a special circumstance, and now Violet sees that. She really loves him a lot. Ugh, what a wonderful addition he is to our lives. So I'd like to apologize to #NotAllMen. Look, you know what? This is on all of you. All the relationships that I see out in the world, I genuinely was not aware that people actually loved their husbands. I didn't know. The way you speak about your husbands, listen, married people, you are not great ambassadors for marriage. Sort it out before you want to get mad at me comparing you to a dolphin. Not my problem. Thank you for being here. If you want to write me a letter, ask me a question, you can email that to tellingeverybodyeverything@gmail.com. You can listen to the next one right away, but I wouldn't recommend it if you don't want to hear some sad content. Trigger warning, no joke. So just be careful, and if you want to listen to it, do it. In the meantime, never settle for anything less than the perfect happiness in your life, because you deserve it, pal. See you soon.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.